But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, we fall down. But we get up, oh yes. For a saint is just a sinner who fell down. But we couldn't stay there and got up. Say that
we fall down,
but we get up, we fall down. Oh my, we get back up again. But we can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of you. Oh,
we fall
down. Say
now. But
we get back up again.
We fall down.
We fall down sometimes. But we get back up again.
We fall down.
Yes, we do.
We get up.
We rise back up again.
For
praise God, hallelujah. How are we doing tonight? Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining in. This is Latonya Knox, and I am your host for the power of her testimony, healed, empowered, renewed, her story, her truth, her victory. And I want to say thank you again to those of you who are joining in. And if you are listening to the replay, I thank you for taking time out of your schedule. If this is your first time joining us, I want to tell you a little bit about the power of her testimony and this platform. This platform was birthed. It's a vision that God pretty much gave me to create a platform for women to share their stories, to help other women who are going through the storms that they have been through, to give hope where there is no hope for those who feel there is no hope, to be a light for those who are in darkness, to help those who are depressed, sad, angry, bitter, frustrated, overwhelmed, to let them know just how much God loves them. And that's it. That's the key point there. That God loves his children. And to be able to help others just feel that love and to sense the love that God, that unconditional love that God has for them, it's powerful. It is so powerful. And that is where this show pretty much came from, to give hope, to share, to spread the love of God. You know, and in hope, we add unto the kingdom. To me, that's a win-win. I love it. Tonight, special guest, I am so excited to have her. I'm excited for these ladies that have said yes, and I'm excited for the beautiful spirit, the beautiful woman that has said yes tonight to being on the power of her testimony. And her name is Anita Higgins. She is a life motivator, coach, and social worker by day who has been pushed to inspire women to love themselves in order to step into their soul purpose and embrace a life transition through learning to remove blocks, develop self-love, confidence building, intentional goal setting. She wants to make women aware of codependency and educate on ways to detach from toxic behaviors that have stemmed from enabling, addictive, and abusive situations that prevent them from growing in the will for their life. That is God's will. So I want you to open your heart. I want you to open your mind. I want you to give a beautiful and warm welcome to this beautiful lady here, Anita Higgins. Hi, Anita. Can you hear me?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. Well, I first want to say thank you. Thank you for saying yes to being on here with us. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for just being the beautiful spirit that you are.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for this opportunity.
You are welcome. So before we even get in, you can, you know, introduce yourself to everyone. Tell them what you, I gave a bit of an intro, but still again, you can introduce yourself again to everyone.
Okay. So like you said, my name is Anita Higgins. I just pretty much stepped into life coaching. I am a social worker, done some stuff in mental health, but my main job, again, is a social worker. I decided to become a life coach, again, because of my life and things I've been through. I just feel like a lot of women lack self-worth, lack self-love, and mm-hmm. I just want to kind of, while I'm continuing my journey through that, you know, encourage
yes.
other women to, you know, step into that journey as well. So,
yes. And we need all the help we can get. That's true and honest.
Yes.
Whether we, have so much going on, so much on our plates. We just try to carry the world on our shoulders. Like, you know, so, you know, what you're doing is awesome and it's beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit of your story and where it begins?
I would say my story begins, I would say it begins learning to appreciate myself. You know, as we go through life, we get attached to people that have their own situational mm-hmm. issues. And then it turns into, as you say, codependency. So then it becomes mm-hmm. your issue, and it becomes a situation mm-hmm. where it's toxic, you know, when other people are dealing with their issues. So I don't want to make it about the other person, but basically how you get attached and become or feel mm-hmm. like that person needs you, and you begin to, I wouldn't even say develop addictive behaviors. I would say those behaviors that you may have learned in childhood start to come mm-hmm. out in your adult relationships. So that's what I would say where my story begins, is that you start to attach yourself and you feel like things are, or toxic behaviors are normative because you have seen that throughout growing up as well. So I would put it that way. So that's where I feel like my story begins in regards to, you know, starting to develop self-worth and seeing how your life has transitioned through all that time, throughout the years, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yeah, you just hit me with that, like, you know, the attachment we do and, like, the things that we learned when we were, you know, kids. And it mm-hmm. begins to just grow into it, and it forms, and then we start to behave in that manner. That was just like revelation, you know, because I never fully thought about it like that, you know. But that is, I mean, that is true. And
I think sometimes, you know, as we start to develop relationships with other people, and even though they're bringing toxic situations into mm-hmm. your life, but then mm-hmm. in turn, in order to protect ourselves, we start to pull out stuff that we have, you know, maybe seen in childhood where we've seen abusive behavior. So we pull out those things mm-hmm. to try to protect ourselves, and we also, you know, attach ourselves to that person because we feel like we need to help them, and you know, mm-hmm. they need us to help them. You know what I mean? So and then, you know, going along, especially when you go through this for a number of years, it's kind of hard to change those patterns. It's like those patterns keep repeating themselves over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is deep.
And then you start losing yourself in that mix. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. You get to, like, you lose your whole identity, and you start
lose your identity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you start becoming somebody you really don't like. You really don't like what you're becoming, but it seems like it's hard to go back because you kind of forget. You know, because you're trying to adapt to the situation, and, you know, yeah, oh, Lord. Yes.
Yes, you lose your identity, and you start to, you know, again, you lack self-love, you lack self-worth, you lack self-esteem, mm-hmm. so you allow things to go on in your life that you know mm-hmm. are not right, but at the same time, you don't know how to take control of that at that time because mm-hmm. it's something that you become accustomed to, you know, when it engages in mental, physical, emotional abuse. And it's not like a one-sided thing, because a lot of times once you start developing toxic behaviors, it becomes both-sided because each mm-hmm. person is, you know, engaging in that type of behavior.
Ooh, yeah.
So then you have to come to that point, like, where does it cut off at? You know, you have to start loving yourself. You have to get to a point where I feel like God is going to push you into a position where you're gonna have to, you know, start looking at yourself and looking at the inner being of yourself in order to, mm-hmm. you know, to begin to break free from those behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I know that's what he has me doing. I should say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes. I know you're talking to somebody tonight because this is truth. And that's how it goes. That's definitely how it goes. Because I'm sitting here thinking back to, I'm looking at like young and relationships I've been in. That's just 1,000% correct, you know? So it's mm-hmm. like, yes, Lord, yes. So tell us, like, your healing process.
Like I said, I think for me, God just puts you in a position where you have to start looking at yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to start, you know, you start looking at, you know, things, you know, that you deserve better for yourself. You
mm-hmm.
know, but in order to do that, you know, you have to start treating yourself better.
Mm-hmm.
So you start weeding out different people in your life. It's not just, you know, intimate relationships, but you start looking at other, as I call mm-hmm. I just cut it short and call them ships in your life. And you know, you start cutting those off and recognize what's good for you and what's not good for you. Of course, prayer, meditation, and again, I go engage in different self-care activities. If I'm having an off day, I know that I need to, you know, kind of isolate myself and just, you know,
yes.
pray or do things that I know that I'm going to enjoy that makes
mm-hmm.
me happy. So
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what I do in regards to helping myself heal or maybe talk to
mm-hmm.
somebody that understands what I'm going through. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
we all have close friends, but everybody, you know, doesn't always understand what you're going through. So you may need to find a person that
mm-hmm.
you can identify with. Because, I mean, we
exactly.
all have our trials and tribulations, but sometimes you got
exactly.
that one person that can kind of just make it all make sense to you. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you
okay.
seek out those people, you know, that can help you as well. When it comes
oh, yeah.
to, you know, your healing process. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that support, that is very important to have that support system and to have those type of people around you that you know that you can confide in and that
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, share with them what's going on and they can help you, you know, find your way through. That is, oh, my gosh, because it's a battle we can't fight by ourselves. That's one thing we can't do
right.
by ourselves.
And
I always
even,
mm-hmm. go ahead.
I'm sorry. And I would even take it a step further because when you're dealing with codependency, especially for a long period of time, if you have to seek out, you know, any type
mm-hmm.
of counseling, you know, sometimes
yeah.
you may need to do that because when you go through traumatic events in your life, you know, sometimes it's just not praying. Sometimes you may need some professional help
mm-hmm.
if you need to go that route. So, you know, those are other things that, you know, a person may need to do because codependency can cause, you know,
mm-hmm.
you can have anxiety. You know, you
mm-hmm.
be in a room with a person that you've dealt with, you know, it can cause a lot of anxiety
mm-hmm.
and things of that nature. So it's a whole spectrum. I won't say that everyone goes through that, but, you know, those are, you know, some other things that you have to look at in regards to your healing process and, you know, coping with different things in your life.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
that is true. And I love the fact that you say, you know, seek counseling, because that is something that many people are scared to do or ashamed to do, you know. And there's nothing wrong with seeking some counseling. There's nothing wrong with going to a therapist, a counselor. Like, we go to the doctor for our health. We go to the dentist for our teeth. What is wrong with seeking, you know, help for things that we are dealing with mentally, you know?
Right.
And I do think that is so important that people need to understand that it's okay. It is A-okay. I did it. I admit I've said over and over, I've done it. And it helped. It really, really helped.
That's right.
I mean, we got to be mentally, spiritually, physically healthy. And you can't be one without the other. Like, everything has to align. And if you're going through any traumatic event, you've been through something, a lot of times counseling is really what will help, especially when it's something that's really deep. And it helps to talk to someone who is neutral. This person doesn't know you, so there is no judgment. Everything that they come to you with, they are trying to help you, you know, heal and make sense of what's going on. They're trying to help you get to the root of the issue, you know, because a lot of things that we be doing is the result of something deeper and we don't even know it, you know. So
right.
Definitely seeking counseling isn't that, hey, do it. It's a relief.
Exactly.
It's a relief. Man, it's a mental release, and I mean, it does wonders once you try. Like, try it and see what it does for you. You will definitely see that it's going to help you in so many ways. And it doesn't mean that you don't pray. It doesn't mean that you don't read the Bible. It is not saying that. You just, in addition, seek counseling.
Exactly. And if you need somebody spiritual, you know, they have spiritual counselors out there too.
Yeah.
So, exactly. You know, you just have to do what, you know, fits for you. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You have that too. So, but like, again, nothing wrong with it. So I'm so glad you did say that. That's because I know that's important, that people need to understand. I also love when you say, you know, we have to look at the shifts in your life. I love that.
Yeah.
Yes. That hit me because it's like, you know what? That is very true. You know, it's more than just like, you know, who you're dating, but it's all the different people, the different relationships that you have with different people in your life. You have to look at all of that. Oh, so I like that saying, look at the shifts in your life. What's good for you and what's not good for you. Yes, I
mm-hmm.
love that. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you were empowered and if there was someone that motivated you and helped you to step out of the darkness.
Well, I do have, I call it my spiritual friend or kindred spirit that, you know, kind of allow me to vent and, you know, release frustrations
mm-hmm.
about different things and situations that have gone on in my life. So, you know, I think it was helpful because they shared similar experience with, you know, being a single parent and, you know, different things that they were going through as well. So that was helpful for me in regards, because there was somebody that I could identify with and they understood, like you said, without, you know, that judgment or, you know,
mm-hmm.
not really trying to give me advice, but really just, you know, listening and then saying, well, that, you know, that's not your issue. That's something that, you know, you can't hold
mm-hmm.
on to things that are other people's stuff. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
That person was very helpful. So, in that aspect, it's odd because we connected, we went to school together, but then we connected, you know, back, actually recently, about a year. So, you know, you have people on Facebook you connect with, but then, you know, people see something in you and they, you know, kind of connect with
yeah.
you. So that was an awesome experience for me.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Very helpful.
That is
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. You have someone to talk to, be your sounding board, so you can, you know, release it, because it's like it's toxic to the body. I always consider it's like all that negative emotion is like poison to our body. It affects everything. And when you're able to release and get rid of it, oh my God, you just got to, like, you can't hold it in. And then you know, as you say, your spiritual friend went through, you know, similar experience. So again, you know, when you're able to talk to someone who's been there, they're able to guide you and help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is great. That's great. And I love that you say, you know, that your friend helped you, you know, reminded you that some of the things were not about you or the stuff that you was holding on to. So that it's great to have a spiritual friend. That's we. that sounding board. You know, someone you could just, you know, you could talk to it, release it, and then it can help you along the way. That's always great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
how
somebody
did you
know objective.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, exactly. Because I will always say, you know what? This will always say when a person is going through a storm, and then there are certain people you can talk to, and there are certain people you cannot talk to. So I always say when a person is going through a storm, they don't need judgment. They are already judging themselves, and they're already beating themselves up already. They don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to help the situation. That's actually going to make the situation worse. You know, so that's why you have to be careful of who you talk to. You know, who you confide in, because you, oof, I know the feeling. So,
right,
like I'm already down. I'm already telling myself what you're saying. I'm already telling myself I don't want to hear that anymore. I'm already repeating that to myself. Okay,
right,
like
right.
So
some people you have, you know. You have your real, you have good friends, but, you know, they're just as emotionally connected as you are. And then sometimes you need that person that's not connected by their emotions, because you're already connected with your emotions, which you're trying to, you know, release. So so they want to get in the battle with you, but they're not the way you need them to.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem with that, so. Yes. How did you begin renewing your mind?
Well, honestly, I think it's a constant process for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think each day I'm learning to, you know, allow things to be as they are, you know, and that's a challenge in itself. You know, sometimes each day you have to learn how to let something go, and some days you don't let it go. But, you know, you have to just kind of learn to allow things to be as they are if you can. You know, like I said, that's a battle some days. And then just continue to do things to help you walk in, you know, in a higher purpose. You know, I feel like whatever we go through in life, there's a purpose to it. Nothing is coincidental. And it's always going to lead you somewhere, you know what I'm saying? Learning to, you know, appreciate myself more. Like I said, when you go through things like that, you lack self-love, you lack self-worth. So when you start to learn to appreciate yourself, you start getting all those things back. And you slowly, you know, start to walk out your fear, trust, and rely on God more, you know, because you can't, you know, do it alone.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I'm, you know, learning to renew my mind.
And it is a constant process. It's not something like I don't think I will ever get there. You know, every day is something. Every day is like a step closer. You know, every day is better. Every day gets better, as I say. It gets better, and you know, as long as you are a child of God, you know, the enemy is always going to find a way to mess with you. It's always going to be like that's what he's going to do. He knows the power that's within each of God's children. So he's going to do everything he can to try to distract and discourage. So, you know, it is a constant process of just renewing your mind and to, you know, like you said, you know, you just walk in your purpose, your higher purpose, because we all have a purpose. Everyone has a purpose. Those who are listening, you have a purpose. Those who listen to replay, you have a purpose. God has a purpose for you, and there's a purpose in everything that goes on. Like Anita said, it's not a coincidence that these things happen. God already knew these things were going to happen. He knows what's going to happen the next 5 minutes. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow, next year, the next 5 minutes. He already knows everything. It's already been written, so it's not a coincidence. So everything that goes on, it is a purpose to it. And I even learned that when I look at it that way, when you look at situations that way, that is also part of that process of renewing your mind, when you look at things differently. And so you won't be so stuck in that situation so long. Like if you're going through a storm, you know what? I know I'm going to come out of this storm. I know I'm going to come out. And well, while I'm in the storm, let me pay attention to what's going on. What is it, God, that I need to learn from this? What is it that I need to help somebody else? What's the purpose of it? And when you understand there's a purpose in it, and you begin to look at it differently, you begin to walk different, and you begin to walk in your higher purpose. So I think that is definitely important to understand. And like you said, you know, appreciate yourself and love yourself, forgive yourself. That is something that I will say as women, it's definitely hard for us to do, to forgive ourselves, to love ourselves. Yeah, we beat ourselves up over any little thing we do, or we would beat ourselves up. Even though God already said he's forgiven us, we would just hold on to what we've done or what we allow done to us, or, you know, what happened to us. I mean, it even goes down to, like, women that have been, you know, raped and abused. They are the victim, but yet what do? Blame themselves. We blame ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We feel guilty, you know. And so as women, that's exactly what we do. And we have to learn to love ourselves and appreciate ourselves, forgive ourselves. So I love that, Anita. I love that. And like you said, trust and rely on God and, you know, walk out of the fear. And that, I mean, that is important. That is important. What are some scriptures that you go to daily, or when the enemy is trying to, you know, whisper his little lies in, you know, into your mind? What are some scriptures you go to?
One of the main ones that, you know, that sticks to me is 2 Timothy 1:7.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And to me, the main point of that is the spirit of fear, because I just feel like sometimes when we are trying to, you know, move into a new thing in our life, you know, we have fear kind of, you know, keeps us from moving. And so that's the main piece that sticks out in that scripture to me is, you know, not moving in the spirit of fear, you know, realizing that we have power and we need to, you know, move in love. And first of all, love for ourselves, because we can't offer love to anyone else if we don't care anything about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, knowing and just asking God to continue to, you know, keep us mentally afloat. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, the first thing that, you know, quote unquote, the enemy tries to attack is your mind. So, you know, once he gets your mind, everything else is easy for them. So, you know, that kind of sticks out to me in that regard.
I know that's the first thing he goes to, right up in our mind with those thoughts, and start trying to confuse us, you know, try to confuse us and what we're thinking. And, boy, and like you said, once we can get there, then that's, you know, we got to protect that mind. That's why we got to protect our mind. And that's what we got to constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason why renewing your mind is a process. You got to continuously feed it the word. You got to continuously speak life into yourself, because that's where the enemy, that's the first place he goes to, right in our mind, into our thoughts. And then we start thinking wrong, then we start speaking wrong, and then we start behaving wrong. So, just plant that. All he got to do is plant one little seed of negativity, and that's it. And we have to combat that with the Word of God. So, what revelations you received during your process, and what did you learn about yourself?
I guess as I think of my truth, you know what I'm saying, I come to a realization that, you know, there are toxic traits that, you know, have been developed, you know, or fueled by, you know, lack of self-worth, and that contributed to toxic behavior in, you know, the situation. You know, you allow a lot of things to occur, like being disrespected, you know, abusive behaviors, because you do, you know what I'm saying, lack confidence. And so I think for me, you know, learning that I can trust myself, I'm worthy of all greatness. And,
yes,
you know, and realizing that, you know, I was placed in this position to help, if not many, you know, if I could help one person to know
yes,
that, you know, they're worthy of all things, and I think I've done my job. So, you know, and I kind of feel like, you know, it kind of makes you feel empowered being able to, you know, share your experiences and let other people, women, know that they're not alone. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's plenty of women that have dealt with and been in abusive situations, have dealt with men with addictions, growing up in abusive homes and the like. So, you know, just letting folks know there's other people out there like that, and you know, they're overcoming all that, you know, they're becoming better because of it. And you know, teaching people, you know, to be, and you know, learning to be self-aware of my emotions and trying to, you know, think before I react, because you know, I think, you know, like you said, overthink and then you act in a manner that you shouldn't. So you know, that's a learning curve. That's a learning curve for myself as well. So, you know, I'm not coming up here as an expert. I'm coming up here as a woman that's, you know, journeying through. So,
right.
You know, and life is a journey. You continually, you know, learning how to handle different things in your life and how to become better. You know what I'm saying? So, and just being authentic as much as you can.
Yeah. I love it. Shoot, that's the same thing for me. That's still a journey for me. I'm going to feel like that because my emotions shows up. Woo! You know, when I feel hurt, that's it. Like, you know, that's what I say, Lord, help me. Use my words correctly. You know, use my words wisely. Because, yes, it definitely is a journey. Like you said, to think before you react. Yes, Lord have mercy. Woo. So I'm walking with you on that journey. I'm walking with you on that.
Yes, ma'am.
But yes, I love, you know, as you said, you know, you learn to trust yourself and know that you are worthy, and that is something, again, like as women, we think so little of ourselves. Like, we put everybody up there, but yet we're down here, you know. And it's important that we understand that we are worthy. We are so worthy in that, I mean, we are a daughter of a king. I mean, we are royalty. I mean, we are great. We are woman birth nations, you know. A woman gave birth to Jesus. We are just, that's how great we are. So I have to constantly remind myself and go back, you know, because once again, when you're, you know, think about mistakes that you've made, or when you do something wrong and you hold it against yourself and you don't forgive yourself, you start to put yourself down real low, and you don't, that's something you do not have to do. You are still worthy. God still loves his daughters unconditionally. Still does, not even looking at you any differently. He still loves you, and you're still worthy. Like, Jesus died for you. I mean, how much more worthy, you know? I mean, life. You're worth life, definitely. That's definitely important. And it is empowering when you share your story, you know, with other people and just letting them know how much God loves them and that they are not alone. And that's the reason why a lot of times we don't say anything about what we're going through, because we think no one has been through it, no one understands. Oh, they don't know. They've never been through this. Their life is perfect. And that's what we're thinking, you know. When you're able to share your story with other people so that they can see, whoa, what? Really? You did? Oh, my God. You know, and they just, like, really shocked and surprised and, like, wow, you were? Because I know every one of you ladies that I've interviewed so far, I've had similar situations, just like every single one. There was something out of every single one of you
that, you know, I'm like, what? Really? I felt the same way. I just, you know. So it's just amazing. You know, the more that we share our stories, the more in common we realize that we actually have. And
right.
The more we realize, you know what, we can help each other out. So with you sharing your experience with, you know, others and letting them know that they are not alone, that is beautiful. So tell us your victory, what you overcame and how. No, it's a continuous, once again, this is a journey. Like Anita said, this is a journey. This life is a journey. But, yeah.
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, each day, you know, I feel like I continue to overcome, you know, who I used to be on a certain mm-hmm. level. I feel like each day, you know, there's a new me or something. I learn about myself, I should say, you know, whether it's something negative that I want to change or something positive, like, you know, even now, like, just being able to, you know, speak on this platform is something new to me because I've always been an introverted person, you know, not really a person that's, you know, out there like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, just learning something new about yourself. Each day is, and just trying to be a better person, a better woman, as much as I can. So, I can't really say it's a part of overcoming. I think it's just becoming better each day, you know, as I can, just learning myself more. And I feel like that's just continuing to push me, you know, if you want to call it a victory, pushing me into that victory.
Yeah. But you know what? Each day is a victory because you're becoming every day. So,
right.
I mean, yeah. So you, God is, he's working mightily through you, and you're being a blessing to others, but in sharing your story, you're being a blessing to others because sharing your story is not easy. It's not easy. And being transparent with people is not easy. It's not easy at all. So it is power in every time you tell your story, every time you share your experience, there is power in it. It's definitely power in it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you use your story and testimony to serve others?
Well, in my current employment, I just try to, you know, encourage women to, you know, be better in that aspect. Just because of the nature of the work, you know, you can't really self-disclose a lot of things. You can use certain examples, like, you know, when women come in, like, yeah, I've had to do this before, and, you know, try to help them out in that aspect. I'm hoping as, you know, I begin to develop my life coaching business, you know, I want to share with women that, you know, it's okay to make yourself a priority. I think, you know, as you said before, we put everything and everybody above ourselves and we don't take care of ourselves. You know, like you said, we don't take care of our mental, you know, health like we should. You know, we pretty much put ourselves in burnout at times. And we don't have that time to, you know, just break and, you know, love on ourselves, you know what I'm saying, and learning how to be comfortable in your own skin because, you know, you have these beauty standards, whether, you know, of course we want to be healthy and look good, not saying that, but, you know, you have to, you know, be comfortable where you at so you can move to where you want to be. So I just like to encourage women to do that because I know I've had to get to that place of, you know, just being able to be comfortable where I'm at in my life in order to be, you know, or in order to let God push me to where he wants me to be. I should put it that way. So, you know, like I said, again, it's a process. You're not going to figure it out in one day. And you just got to kind of sit back and, you know, just let it happen.
So that is true. Like you said, ladies, we have to put ourselves first. It's hard.
It's very hard. It is very hard. Sometimes you don't want to do for the kids. You just want to do for yourself. So it is, you know, we know our kids are priority, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you can't, if you're not a healthy parent, whether you're male or female, you can't be, you know, there for your kids like you should be anyway. So, you know, if you're stressed out, your kids are going to know you're stressed out. You know, and if you're frustrated, your children know you're frustrated. So you got to kind of, you got to take care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. So you can, you know, be effective in taking care of your children, too, or whoever else, you know. So,
exactly. How they always say, you can't pour from an empty vessel. That's true.
Right.
And that's
right.
What we do. I'm going to pour out something in there. And we try. It's like, you got to take a step. And you got to keep up for you. I tell my son that. I don't even, I tell him, I'll be like, you know what? Mom needs a moment.
Right.
Mom just needs some time and just kind of collect herself. Then we'll get back up together. But just let mommy collect herself for a moment, especially if I know I was running all day. If I know that I've been going, 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 going. It's like, you know what? Mommy just needs to give mom a moment. Just a...
Yes, ma'am. I just need a few. That's my favorite. I need a few minutes. Give me a few minutes.
Yeah. Because it's like you've been holding your breath all day. It's like going, going, going. It's like you're holding your breath. It's like you did not exhale any. It's like you just. Because you're just moving and moving. It's like, okay, I need to breathe. I really need to breathe. Like, my kids, they know me. When I say, mommy, going to take a shower. Okay, leave mommy alone.
Right.
That's mommy. That's her me time. That's my me time. To get this water running. And just to talk to God. Yes, I just need that time just to get myself back. We just keep running and running and running and running for everybody, because as soon as someone is calling us, what we get up, we do it, you know, we jump, we do it for them. We don't say, you know what, not right now. You know, it's okay,
right.
Yes, okay, you know, we don't know the word no.
Right. That's my favorite word now.
Okay.
You used to be I call myself a recovering people pleaser, so yeah, that's my favorite word now. No.
No.
I don't need to give you a reason, I just no.
No. Complete bullet, no.
Right.
We got
that's right.
Well, yes, ladies, we gotta make sure we put ourselves first and take care of us. We cannot take care of anybody else if we out here stressed and frustrated and angry and you know, sometimes it can turn into resentment. After a while, you start resenting people because you feel
right.
Like because you always putting them first, and you start resenting them because it's like, gosh, I'm always doing this for you. And you know, so you. Yeah, so it can turn into resentment. So before you even get to that point, say no. I didn't even say that got to be our favorite word. That got to be our 2019 word. No. they'll be before it later.
Yes. I need to add it to my list. Yes.
They will be thankful for it. They'll see you much more happy. So they're going to be thankful that you said no, because if you said yes every single time, then you're just all tired and you're mad and just, put yourself first. So what would you tell a woman who is experiencing a storm that seems too strong for her to bear and she feel like giving up?
Well, I tell them to, you know, cry, scream, pray, but know that it's not the end, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you should always honor your emotions, but just don't, you know, try your best not to wallow in it. You know what I'm saying? Ask for, you know, guidance and listen. But the main thing is you got to keep praying and then listening. And with listening, that's basically, you know, praying and then going into meditation, because you got to pray first and then meditate on it so you can get the message that you need. You know, so keep doing that until you receive your message or receive your answer. You know, when everyone's missing, you know, you need to always know that, you know, when everyone, you know, seems like they're missing, you know, always know. You know, you just got to kind of try to lean on whatever little bit of strength that you have left, you know what I'm saying? If only for a moment, and then just continue to stay faithful and, you know that it's going to turn around, you know, so you just got to keep, it's like a repetitive process. It's like, you know, somebody that, you know, never, you know, paid themselves a compliment, you got to keep doing it all the time, you know, whether it's just saying positive affirmations to yourself. Whatever it is that you need to do, just keep doing it. It's like changing a habit, because you may have been used to being knocked down by others. So in turn, you knock yourself down. So now you got to pick yourself up, even when nobody else picks you up. You got to keep picking yourself up. You know what I'm saying? So make that a habit, you know, to stay in prayer. You know, whatever your faith is, you know, keep doing that to get you through. That's what works for me. So hopefully, you know, that's my advice, what I would say.
Amen. I love what you say. You know, it's okay. Like, you know, basically it's okay for us to, you know, have the emotion, like you said, you know, cry, scream, you know, pray, and know it's not the end. And it's okay to, and I think that's a lot of times we think it's not okay to feel. You know, we don't think it's okay to cry and see what, and what happens is it starts to just fester up. It just starts to build up, and then it turns into something so unhealthy for you and so toxic within you. But if you just let it out, but like you said, you don't stay in it though. You know, you just have that moment to just let it all out. You know, I always look at that as like you're cleansing yourself. You're getting rid of all that bad stuff, all that toxic thoughts, getting, you know, all that negative stuff out of you. So cry, you scream, you know, and just let it out just for that moment, just for that moment. And really, you do it, it'll be just for a moment. It's when you hold on to it for a time that it seems like you're crying a lot because you've been holding on to it for so long, and then other stuff just start adding to it. But if you do that instantly, it'll just be for a moment. Like, you'll just be crying for a moment, and after that, you like feel like you gotta cry anymore. And then you just start hearing God's voice. He's talking to you and comforting you and, you know, leading you and guiding you, loving you. So
I mean, sometimes we like to put on that face of strength. I know I'm guilty of it myself, you know what I'm saying, always, you know, having that face of being strong and, you know, being able to handle anything. But, you know, at the end of the day, strong ain't always right. sometimes you got to kind of just go ahead and release that. Being strong ain't always right. Be strong after you release all that mess, and then you can be strong, because then you know that you were able to get through it. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah,
not always right.
It is, and Lord knows we be trying to do that. Lord, we're trying to and like you said, we think that's being strong. We think it's weak to cry. Actually, it's not. You let that stuff out. Get it out. Please get it out. It is not good for you to keep all that in. So cry it out, get it out, whatever you got to do, scream, call on the Lord, whatever it is. He already knows what's going on. He already knows. Already knows. But he just wants his children to talk to him, to come to him, cry to him. He wants that. You know, that's you trusting and relying on him. When you go to him, that's what you're doing. And he loves that. That's what he wants to children to do. I mean, that's what we want our kids to do. We want them to come to us when they're going through something, so that we can hold them and comfort them and love on them. And that's the same thing God wants to do with us. So that
that's
is
right.
Important. That's how good he is. If y'all didn't know it, but that's how good God is. Yes, he is. That's the Father. So to him, a better Father to go to than him. So before we wrap up, Anita, if you can let everyone know how they can reach you on social media. Actually, I'll put it on the Power of Her Testimony Facebook page. I'll put it up there along with the replay of tonight's show. And, Anita, I'll be sending you the replay and the download of that as well. But
okay.
If you can let everyone know how they can find you on social media, and your web, if you have a website, you know, whatever you have, you want to share with them.
Okay, so on Facebook, my page is Inspired to Change Life Coaching, LLC. On Instagram, it's at Inspired to Change Life. I don't have any upcoming events, but hopefully trying to get together like a codependency group for women. So hopefully that'll be coming up in the next couple of months soon to, you know, let women kind of, you know, come together and get things off their chest. So we'll see how God leaves with that.
Oh, yes. That will be beautiful. That will be absolutely beautiful. Who knows? We got a lot.
Yeah.
Always something. It is always something. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your story and just giving us words of wisdom and allowing God to use you. I definitely appreciate you, and I thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for, you know, again, opening up this platform for women to, you know, let it all out. Thank you.
We got to. I feel good. I love doing it. It's healing. It's actually healing for me. So I said, Lord, thank you for giving me this, because I'm healing through this process as well. And it's just great to hear stories from women that are similar to mine. And basically it's just like saying, you know what, we in this together. We are in this together. You know, so it's just a blessing from God. And I'm just excited to see all that he's going to do in your life. And I know he just has amazing plans. So, again, thank you. And thank you to everyone that are listening in, and those of you who are listening in on the replay. I thank you for taking time out of your schedule as well. And I want to say have a wonderful and blessed night, but also know that God loves you unconditionally. Everyone have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Good night.